This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
No intro this week. I thought we'd just observe a moment of silence for the hero we lost, John Lewis. Thank you, sir, for everything.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Josh, are you
Shit, that's a good sign.
Come through and chill.
Hey, Gooch, can I tell us some real shit?
Yeah.
In case my lack of reply had you catching them feelings. Know you've been on my mind like Kaepernick kneeling. Or police killings. Or Trump saying slick shit. Manipulating poor white folks because they ignorant. Blind to the struggles of the ones that got the pigment. Lately I've been stressing because it seems so malignant.
Oh, man. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J. Dot Flan, representing the White Pan Society. And again, I thank you for, you know, making the decision to spend some time with me this week. Talk over a few things. Let me get some stuff out. Maybe it helps you. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you find it entertaining. But we just going to have a good time. We're just going to talk. I really have been trying to, like, get back to just having fun on the show, like with all, everything going on. Like I wanted this to be a safe haven and a place to just unwind and maybe, you know, disconnect for a second from all of the craziness. But it's getting to the point where it's too much going on. There's some things I feel like I need to speak on, and I'm going to try to introduce some levity to it and not be overly serious about it. But again, I feel like there's some things out there that just can't exist, unopposed. And, if I wait for somebody else to do it, then I'm complicit in letting the bullshit ride. So can't do that. But, yeah, man, I chose that clip, that intro that J. Cole, Miguel, I guess it's Miguel featuring J. Cole, not the other way around. I went on a run with, my new coach, Zaya Fitness, this morning. And, we was listening to that on the ride back. I was like, you know, all right, this is dope. You know, I like it. I mean, J. Cole has always been dope. Miguel, I haven't been, you know, the hugest fan of, but, he makes good music. But we was laughing at, like, how, like, it's a come through and chill, like, trying to get the girl to, you know, to hang out, you know, and do whatever. We calling it chill now. It's a song, like, it's supposed to be, you know, somewhat, I guess, seductive and suggestive. And then, like, Cole come out of nowhere with the political shit, like, like Trump saying slick shit, you know, and the poor white folks because they're ignorant. He said it, I didn't. But I thought that was funny. And then with the topic that came up for me to discuss, I guess it fits a little bit. But before we get into that, let's just shoot the shit, catch up. Man, I had the first Evening with Flan live stream this past Tuesday, the 14th. And, man, I appreciate everybody who checked it out. All the people who showed up on Get Vocal and participated, those that were on Facebook and Periscope. I promise you, I'm gonna get better at checking all of those things. It seemed to be a lot to juggle, to juggle the people that I actually had on camera talking to me, and the people in the Facebook room that may be leaving comments. I didn't even get to Periscope. I don't know how to check that right now, but I'll figure it out by tomorrow. So that if you do decide to join in on any of those other platforms, that your voice can be heard and you can interact and we can have some fun. I get the feeling there may be some conversations to be had after this show. I would love to have them. I think we need to have them. So let's do that. It's going to be an ongoing thing. So I'm going live again, this Tuesday, which would be what, the 21st. And every other Tuesday for the foreseeable future. So, getvocal.com. If you sign up and join there, then you can actually, participate in the live stream. You know, you can add your video feed or your camera to what's going on. You can grab a seat and we can have, you know, as close to a face-to-face conversation as possible at times like these. But it was a dope experience, man. I had supposed to be a 1-hour show. We went 2.5 hours just talk. I went so long that they shut my stream down. Like, the room was still open and I could still, you know, talk to people and have conversations, but like the stream got shut down. Like, they was like, "Yeah, 2 hours, dude. That's enough. You good." So yeah, I appreciate all of y'all. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Meant a lot to me. And I think that's going to be a great extension of this show. You know, the podcast is still the podcast, and that show is going to be its own thing. But I think they can feed off each other and work well together. So, dopeness. And further dopeness news, my daughter lost her first tooth this week, or last week. So that was a proud dad moment. Still trying to figure out the logistics of, you know, the whole tooth fairy thing. I think mom took care of it. So shouts to mom. Appreciate you. I put some money in the piggy bank after the fact, but yeah, I wasn't there for the tooth fairy whole situation. There's been some discussion on like keeping the tooth, which is like sentimental and cool, but gross at the same time. So I'm not sure. I guess since I don't have to physically keep the tooth, maybe I don't have a say in it. I don't really want to say, to be honest, but it is gross. But I guess that's a parent thing. I don't know. I've done a lot of gross things as a dad, so par for the course. Man, I don't think I have anything else, you know, going on personally with me or anything new. You know, the zombie apocalypse continues. Trying to, you know, grow out this haircut that I got. So if my barber does come back at some point, maybe I could slide. Maybe he won't. He'll know. They always know. They always. But who fucked up your head? Like, they always know, man. But yeah. So I got to do another live stream. Like I don't know, looking like a wild man of Borneo. That's some shit my mom used to say. Or she used to say, "Look like rats been sucking on your head." Like that was graphic. But hey, that's mom's. It's flan talk. All right. So getting right into the proceedings this evening and the topic. Again, like I'm at this point now where I feel like with the craziness going on, as much as I want to like detach and avoid it and have these moments where like we don't have to deal with the bullshit, like it needs to be dealt with. And certain information, I feel like if I let it exist unopposed with no alternative viewpoint, then that's a failure on my part. And that's not fair to y'all, or that's not fair to the community that, you know, I say I love and the people that I say I love. So I feel it's important for me to say something on these things. I don't want to do this. Like, I do not want to be talking about it. I do not want to talk about this again anymore. I don't understand why we even have to have these conversations, but here the fuck we are, man. So I posted on Twitter, because I had to, you know, take back some statements that I made. And I don't think I necessarily had to take them back because they were true at the time, but they didn't hold true over time. So your boy Yeezy, your boy Kanye West, you know, announced that he was intending to run for president. And, you know, and I made the comment on the last show and even on the live stream about, you know, him not filing any paperwork. This is not anything to be taken seriously. I hope people don't take this opportunity to write him in places where they can do that, that he wouldn't be on the ballot. And then, you know, during the week, we went from, nah, he's not running, to, oh, he's actually on the ballot in Oklahoma. And then today, actually, he held a campaign event, I believe, in South Carolina, trying to get the signatures to put him on the ballot there. So it's ramping up. And this thing does appear to be real. The real like catalyst for me deciding to talk about it this week was I watched a clip of Joe Budden's podcast when he spoke to Chance the Rapper, who who kind of, you know, he caught some flack for his comments in support of Kanye on Twitter, and they got into a back and forth, and the weird thing I felt about the back and forth is that the things that Chance was saying in terms of his support for Kanye, while true, weren't really addressing the truth of the issue, or weren't really addressing the real issue. And so I just want to give my two cents on it. Hopefully I can find some places to make some jokes. I'm going to try my hardest. I swear to God, I promise you. But let's be real about this. Let's be real about where we are right now and what is happening in November. This is no longer Democrat versus Republican. I think we really need to detach ourselves from that idea that this is the two parties fighting against each other. This is no longer that. And this isn't an issue where it's like black people should feel like they've been told who to vote for historically, and we're just supposed to support Democrats blindly, and this is being sheepish, or this is being, you know, you're being controlled. That's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. Like, that's not the issue this time around. This is really about, can we stomach another 4 years of this? Like, this is really what this is about. And the crazy thing is that as bad as it's gotten, it is going to get exponentially worse if the message that is sent in November is that this was all cool. Like, there's no consequence. There's no, you can do this and you're going to get reelected. The people that he's empowered are only going to feel that much more empowered. The people that are afraid of him are going to have that fear substantiated, you know, and so they're going to retreat even further. He's going to be in a position, if he gets reelected, where losing is no longer an issue for him. He can't run again, so he can't lose. So whatever may have been holding him back from trying to make sure he maintained a certain level of approval, or a certain level of whatever, will be gone. The whatever reins may have been on him, which didn't seem like there were many, they will be gone. And these people that have come out of the woodworks will be justified, and they will get, I don't know, man, they will get the acknowledgement, or I can't think of the word I'm trying to use, but like, everything that they've been saying was saying like they were right, and they'll get more emboldened than they are now. And that is really the issue that we're fighting against come November. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It is. Can you take another 4 years of this? And is the alternative worse than this? You know, I don't know, like, I understand that where we've landed right now is that alternative is Biden. And in a lot of people's minds, it's not a great alternative. Yeah, we are 1,000% at a rock and a hard place situation. I completely agree with you. This is not the ideal, far from the ideal candidate for us, for America as a whole. There are definitely some issues there, but there is a lot behind Trump and what's going on and what we see happening right now that will only increase, that will only get worse, you know, if he gets, you know, reelected, if he gets proven right, if he gets, you know, if he gets that, I cannot think of the word that I'm trying to use here, but like, it's only going to get worse if, you know, if somebody co-signs this, if America co-signs this, if that quote unquote silent majority, you know, gets its way, if they can say, yeah, look, we was right. It's more of us, you know, than it is of you. It's more of us that feel this way. And y'all are the minority, so y'all need to be quiet, and, you know, majority rules. And we may be this silent majority, but we spoke again. And so, all right, so I say all that to say, yeah, Biden is really at this juncture the alternative. The idea that Kanye is an alternative is right now it is as close to being irrefutably impossible as it can possibly get. Like it is, we're still at a point where like it's mathematically, he hasn't been eliminated from the playoffs yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he ain't mathematically as of right now out of contention. But we mad close. Like, so we know the Electoral College still exists. So again, we got to live in what is and not what should be. If you agree with the Electoral College, if you don't, I don't want to say irrelevant because I don't want to dismiss your feelings, but it is what it is. That is the situation. Whether it should be the situation or not, it is the situation. And so with the Electoral College, you need 270 electoral votes to win this election. There are only 306 remaining in terms of, you know, states whose ballots aren't closed, states that Kanye has an opportunity to actually get on the ballot for. And that number is going to drop significantly in the very near future. I think, you know, South Carolina, the place he was at tonight, I think tomorrow is the date. Like he's got to get those. Is it 100,000 signatures or whatever? And he's got to get on the ballot by like tomorrow. And I'm sure South Carolina is not there. And that was an extension for South Carolina. They normally close the ballot on the 15th. They extended it to the 20th because of, you know, the pandemic situation that we're in. So I'm sure there are other states that are going to be in that same bracket. And so this window is closing like mad fast. This window is closing super fast. It's going to be mathematically impossible for him to win very shortly. And that's on the mathematical side. From the realistic, like, logical side, one, we know where his hope of pulling votes is from, right? The hope for Kanye getting votes would be to pull votes away from Biden. That just realistically, that's, if you think that there's a Trump supporter out there, a person who thinks that Trump is doing a great job and is ready to re-up on another 4 years of orangeness, like they are not checking the news right now. Like, oh shit, Ye is running, Yeezy running. Oh man, this is a game changer, man. I might have to switch. Like the people that's rocking with him is not switching sides to go to Kanye. It's not happening. So we know where his votes are coming from. And if we're innocent, and so that again makes it like virtually impossible for him to win. And it's going to be mathematically impossible very shortly. So in those two scenarios, and we talk about a man who is a genius, you know, like we've called him a genius. He's the transcendent talent. He's the greatest artist of his generation, whatever, like all of these superlatives that we've given him. And I'm not trying to take any of those away from him. But if he's a genius, then he knows these things. He's aware of these things. He's aware of the situation that he's in. And so it's clear to me, and this is my opinion, I'll say this is my opinion, it's clear to me that he's not running to win. So if you're not running to win, then what are you running for? What are you running for? You know, again, this man is a genius. He's a genius. So this is it. To me, it's either one of two things. It's either another sign of instability, you know, because if you're serious about being the president, if you seriously wanted to be the president, then you could have started this campaign a year ago. You know, I don't know what, 2 years ago, you could have given us a chance to see where you stand on issues, to understand, you know, who you are as a potential leader. We know you as an artist, like to get to know you as a potential leader of this country. You could have put that time in. You could have engaged, been in those debates, given some real meat to this idea of you as president, not just this idea of, I don't know what the fuck this idea is. Like, I really don't. Not just the idea of, you as this entity or this force being the president, like, so to come in this late in the game, like this late in the game where you just, this is like you fighting an uphill battle just to get on the ballot. So to come in this late in the game, it's either a sign of instability. It's either a whim, like you just woke up one morning and was like, fuck it, I'm doing it. And that's not really something I want to see in the president of the United States, the person that has the power to do some of the things that position has the power to do. I don't want to see fuck it, I'm doing this today. Like, I think we've seen a lot of that already. Hasn't been fun. Hasn't been cool. So I don't think we need that. Or you playing a genius game of chess and you're making another type of move. You know, again, I say we know where the votes will be coming from. He's not going to be snatching votes away from Trump. They are not Trump supporters that have now their whole plan going forward is in question because a new fighter has entered the ring. Like, no, these are not the people that are going to be jumping ship. Kanye is not like an alternative to Trump for them. So we know where we're stealing the votes from. And if you are this, you know, I'm through with Trump, I'm done with Trump, and you really like trying to oppose him and you're a genius, then you would see that you running can only help him. It can't hurt him. You can't hurt him. And this is not a fact. This is my opinion. But I think it's based on some pretty sound logic and information. He can't hurt that dude. He can't. We know who he's going to hurt. And so this whole thing is either a whim, something you woke up one day and decided you wanted to do, which I think is...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I think
that's bullshit. Or it is, it's deceitful. And it is your attempt to... Because I think you saw what happened when you just flat out supported the dude. Like, that went left for you real quick. So it's like, nah, now I'm not supporting him. I'm running against him. But by running against him, you helping him. And you can't convince me that this man is a genius can't see that. So it's either he's a genius and he does see it and is not being honest about what his intentions are, or he's unstable. And that's also another reason why he shouldn't be president. And these are the things. Like, I get a lot of the stuff that Chance was saying about, I think Chance was saying stuff like he's never killed anybody, and you know, like presidents or politicians in general have blood on their hands. So let's give a black man a shot, I think was one of the things Chance said. Like, that's not what this is, because this is not giving him a shot. He has no shot. He has no shot. You voting for him is not giving him a shot. You're voting for him. Like, you are legitimately in a time where it is for Trump or against Trump. These are the options, you know. And right now, a vote for Kanye is for Trump. He knows this. I think the majority of people should understand this. And I'm just trying to present this argument so that this idea that like this is something that we may need to consider, or don't be a sheep and just vote Democrat because somebody told you to, or whatever other rhetoric people are using to try to legitimize this insanity. This is insanity, yo. This is insane. And I just feel the need to give some sort of other perspective on what's going on. And when we're talking about a man that we say is a genius, there is no way he does not know what he's doing, or he's off his meds again. I don't know which one. And I'm not sure. People talk about weaponizing people's mental health. I'm not trying to do that. You know, I'm a big mental health person. I go through my issues, and I would hate for somebody. And people have done it. They have used my mental health against me when I was making an argument that was legitimate. And it was, you know, yeah, he may be emotional right now because this just happened to him, or he just went through this, or blah, blah, blah. He has a history of this. So my mental health has been weaponized against me. So I'm sensitive toward that. But there are situations where, I don't know, like, it's a legitimate point. And I think president of the United States is a legitimate point. We got people taking cognitive tests and trying to figure out if folks have dementia and stuff as criteria for whether or not they are presidential. Well, I think this mental health issue is right in that same vein. I don't know, people, like, and then to make everything worse. So I'm going back and forth on whether I should do this episode, right? I'm going back and forth on whether I should do this episode. And I'm talking to, you know, a friend outside, and not even talking about this. And I pick up my phone and I see the ABC News report of Kanye's campaign promises or Kanye's policy ideas at his South Carolina rally. And I don't even want to, I'm going to repeat them, but I hope y'all see past this stuff. Like, I really do. I really hope that y'all see past this stuff. Like, he mentioned, like, everybody that has a child should receive $1 million. You know, and that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. And if you got a kid right now and you got a man standing on a podium, like, man, I think you should get $1 million. Nigga. You know. Not to vote for that, shit, that's hard. But we in a situation right now where they arguing over whether or not we should get another, you know, 1,200 stimulus. They trying to put stipulations to limit the amount of people that would get that 1,200, whatever the amount is. It ain't a million. It ain't 100,000. It ain't 50,000. I can tell you that much. And they arguing over that right now. So the idea that somebody's going to come in and somehow convince the government to pay people to have a child $1 million is asinine. I don't want to use language like that. I don't want to talk about, you know, I don't want to make it seem like if you believe that, you're stupid. But that's asinine. That's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't want to hit the button twice. But, hey, fuck it, though. Talking making marijuana free. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's possible. But if we had a year or 2 years of hearing these points, hearing these speaking points and hearing the plan behind it and hearing the thought process behind it and hearing how it could be possible and how it could happen and how it would benefit us and how it wouldn't, you know, hurt us. If we could hear the realistic, if we had that time, and that's what I'm saying, if you was legitimately serious about making this move and you had these kind of grand ideals, you would have given the people that time to understand it. It's virtually impossible in the space we have now for him to express these ideals in a way that can be understood and be realistic. And that's at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying, is be realistic. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just trying to give a perspective on what that vote truly means. Like, if you want Trump in office, that's your man. That's cool. That's your choice. That's your right. Vote for him. If you don't want Trump in office, you know, in my mind, the only option is Biden. If you want Biden in office, that's also cool. But a vote for Kanye is a vote for Trump. Understand exactly what it is you're doing. Understand that he knows that. I'm convinced that he knows that. And that's what's got me angry about the whole situation, is that this is deceitful. This is dishonest. This is a lot of things. And as positive as we want to be about Kanye, and as much as you don't want to tear down a black man, and I'm not trying to do that, I just got to offer an alternative viewpoint. I got to offer another perspective. I can't let this sit unopposed and unsaid. And I'm sure somebody else has said it. I hope somebody else has said it, but I also felt I couldn't sit back and wait for somebody else to say it if I felt that I needed to say it. So hopefully I'm not preaching to the choir. Hopefully somebody who may have been on the fence, somebody who may have listened to Chance. Hopefully, maybe Chance gets a chance to hear this, because Joe Budden and them, Maul sound like he was getting ready to flip. I was getting pissed off at Maul. Like, Maul sound like he makes a good point. Like, I don't know. I may vote for Kanye. Like, just don't, come on, my man. Like, a minute ago, y'all thought it sounded stupid. In the moment, he was just like, give a black man a chance. It's not what the fuck this is. That is absolutely not what the fuck this is. He doesn't have a chance. We can't give him a chance. He waited too late. If he wanted a chance, there was the right way to do it. This ain't the way. This is a ploy. In my opinion. I can't state fact. I don't know that man's heart. I hope his heart's in the right place. I pray for him. I pray for his mental health. I pray for this country. I pray for y'all. I love y'all. And this is just my two cents. Thanks for rocking with me. I picked a song to rock out that I think is appropriate. So, yeah, man, be ready for the song going to play whenever. I'm completely off the rails right now. This Tuesday, tomorrow, the day after you hear this podcast, I'm doing a live stream. Getvocal.com, GETVOKL.com. If you sign up, you can participate with in the evening with Flan, do the face-to-face video chat with me. We can discuss this very topic or anything else you want to discuss. I'll probably be eating another mug cake, enjoying my my dessert. It'll be a good time. Come out and chill. Zaya Fitness, my running coach, appreciate you. I'm hurting, but I'm gonna get back out and do some more running. Catch him on Instagram, ZAYAH Fitness, on Instagram. Good dude, super athlete. He wasn't breathing hard at all. I'm pissed off about that. My lungs was burning, and I'm not sure he broke a sweat, but yeah, good dude. He can get you there if you really want to see a transformation. And your health and your fitness and the way your body looks, my man can help you. So holla at him. TTCharities.org. You know, I've said it a million times. In times like these, it can be difficult to find a way to have an impact, to find a way to exert your influence and make some sort of positive change in with everything that's going on. TTCharities.org, check out that website and his charity. They are always doing something. They are always involved, and he will always have an opportunity for you to participate and find a way to do something to help, you know, the situation that we're in right now. So TTCharities.org, check them out. Donate what you can. Time, money, clothes, books, food, a share, a like, a retweet, whatever it is. It all helps. Be your brother's keeper. And then what is TWS.com? Don't want to forget me. Buy a shirt. I need it. Merch. if you're a Trump supporter, buy one and burn it. I appreciate you. But yeah, with that said, be safe. Be the light. Let's rock out. Beast Mode 2020.
Stop your crying, baby. I be late for that, baby, I wait for that. If you had a taste of that, you probably pay for that. I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up, only if it feels right. I be late for that, I can't wait for that. I think I was made for that. So I'm coming in when I feel like.